Susan B. Anthony did not expect to vote. Pursuing a strategy adopted by the National Woman Suffrage Association in 1871, she expected to be denied registration as a voter and subsequently to sue for her right to vote in federal court. Women elsewhere in the country were stopped in their attempts to vote at the point of registration. Anthony's success at registering as a voter raised the possibility of voting. And again, when she returned on election day, the officials at the polls decided that she was an eligible voter. Anthony and members of the association believed that the 14th Amendment, which defined U.S. citizenship, protected a woman's right to vote. The women reasoned that the rights of U.S. citizenship, or in constitutional language, the privileges and immunities of citizens of the United States, included the right to vote. If the 14th Amendment's definition of U.S. citizenship included women, and the states were barred from depriving U.S. citizens of the privileges and immunities of citizenship, it followed that states could not exclude women from the electorate. The 15th Amendment's reference to the right of citizens of the United States to vote implicitly acknowledged women's right as citizens to vote. Woman suffragists sought to validate their interpretation either through a declaratory act of Congress that would enforce their interpretation of the Reconstruction Amendments, or through a favorable decision in federal courts. On November 5, 1872, in the 1st District of the 8th Ward of Rochester, New York, Susan B. Anthony and 14 other women voted in the United States election, which included the election for members of Congress. The women had successfully registered to vote several days earlier. Henry Rogers Selden from Rochester was Susan B. Anthony's attorney. He was regarded as one of the finest lawyers in the state of New York. According to a Rochester newspaper, he was an authority to whom judges respectfully defer in making up their opinion. Anthony consulted Selden as soon as she succeeded in registering to vote, and he agreed to study the question of her right to vote. He concluded that she did indeed have a constitutional right to vote.